Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Buckhead, Atlanta, it's time for Simply Buckhead Radio with your host, publisher, and founder, Joanne Hayes.
Love that jazzy music. Happy Tuesday. It's Valentine's week, yep. And we have a packed show today. But before we get into the show, I'd love to just recap a little bit about our party.
Absolutely.
Last week. I know you were there.
Yep.
It was quite a night. We had Bob Rathbun as our MC, the announcer for the Hawks. We had a private concert by Ed Roland and the Sweet Tea Project. We raised a lot of money for Cure Childhood Cancer. The Glavins were in attendance. It was really quite a night.
Yeah, Tom came up to me and said, "Hi, I'm Tom Glavin." I go, like, "I know who you are."
But
we didn't introduce
gracious.
Ourselves. I'm Rich Casanova, the producer, and you're listening to Joanne Hayes.
I can't believe I forgot to introduce myself. Yeah. I just assume everybody knows me now.
I think you did on the intro, actually, with the rib shot and all that good stuff, yeah.
Okay, good.
So you, speaking of Valentine's, I'm loving this show. You got a great lineup here, and we're going to jump into it real quick. But first of all, Simply Buckhead Magazine, what's y'all's claim to fame?
Oh, goodness. Well, we are eight-time-a-year annual publication.
All right.
We produce 24,000 copies and distribute in 250 locations every time we publish. And we are in the midst of finalizing our March-April Music Mania issue, and we have been shooting music superstars the last week. So,
all right, nice.
Right
in time with the Grammys. Were you at the Grammys?
I wasn't at the Grammys, and believe it or not, all the folks that we shot over the last three, four business days were not at the Grammys either. They had concerts going on and other things that
I heard they do a Georgia or Atlanta Grammys, or there's an event just for the Grammys for here.
Oh.
Well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's just me.
I can find out about that. We know Michelle Kaplinger from the Bold Women of Buckhead. She's,
nice.
She's
we'll get
a Grammy,
right on it.
Grammy person.
So I was speaking of the event. It was phenomenal. I've told... Actually, we mentioned this morning on this morning show, what a VIP, I think I was out of my league at that event or whatever. It was very classy, very well done. That was your fifth year anniversary.
That was our fifth year anniversary. We're very proud to be where we are, and it wasn't without the help of the Buckhead community and the readers and the advertisers and the amazing folks that we meet in the business community every day.
Okay, and finally, it's kind of one of those duh questions, but what's your website? How do people find out about you?
Simplybuckhead.com.
See, I said duh. All right, Joanne, I'm going to jump off the mic, do some photos for social media, because you have the Power Brokers right here. I mean, this is the show, yeah. I wish I was on this show.
Oh, I know. It reminds me of when I was a guest on the show and I felt like such a little person, and I was just like surrounded by all these amazing people.
And now you're all grown up now.
I'm a little bit more grown up, but I feel like amazingly surrounded by amazing people. So this is sort of the beauty of being in Buckhead. It's just a great business community. So we're thrilled to have our guest today. We're going to introduce everybody.
Let's do it.
And I'm going to start with my first guest introduction is Bill Bowling, who is the founder and executive director for the Atlanta Community Food Bank. And I'm very excited about this interview. Welcome today, Bill. Tell us a little bit about what you're going to talk about.
Well, I'm going to talk about banking. I'm a food banker.
And, that's great, because we have another banker here.
Well, it's a banking show today.
Okay.
I think what I would emphasize today is how much the business community supports our work. We couldn't do without it.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And we definitely have some good tie-ins here today. My next guest is Greg Davis. Greg Davis is the incoming president, current president. Became current president for 2015 of Buckhead Business Association and is also the managing partner of Metcalf and Davis CPAs. Welcome, Greg.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you so much, Joanne, for making this opportunity available for us.
Well, it's a pretty exciting time for Buckhead Business Association, and we'll have a lot to talk about today. And going around the table, our next guest is Chris Godfrey. Welcome, Chris, from Higher Dynamics and also the president of Young Bucks for 2015.
Ma'am. That's right. We just had our first kickoff of the year. We're really excited to provide an opportunity for young professionals in our city to get involved and also get back.
Yes, and I think you and Bill are going to have some good conversation about that, because some of the things we spoke about yesterday are going to be very good for Bill to meet you.
Excellent.
And next on the table is Kelly Green, and Kelly is the relationship manager in the wealth management division of the Bank of North Georgia here in Buckhead. Did I say that all correctly, Kelly?
Yes.
Welcome to you today, and Kelly is also going to be talking about an upcoming event. What would that be?
That would be the Taste of Buckhead this September.
Excellent.
And we've got our date set for September 24th.
Terrific, and can't wait to learn more about that and how we can help you get that all in the works. And then the first guest today that we're going to start out our interview with is Garth Peters. And Garth is the Executive Vice President of the Buckhead Coalition. And welcome today, Garth. It's my pleasure to have known you for over 5 years now.
Thank you very much, Joanne. And again, congratulations on the 5th anniversary. And I'll mention also, we can remember, Sam Massell and I, the first day that you came into Buckhead, and you just, you rolled that red carpet out in front of yourself, and you've had a success ever since.
So Sam actually told that story at our party the other night. He told the story about when, the first time I walked in the office, didn't he? Rich, you heard it, right?
Yeah.
He told the story, and I'm not sure he knew what to expect when I came in with my grand idea, but he told me I could make it happen, so I believed him.
Well, he believed you because you did come in with a grand idea.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And it's been a really exciting time. I feel like we've been witness to a rebirth in Buckhead, and I know that between the Business Association, the Coalition, it's exciting for all of us. And, you know, I've seen a hole in the ground go to this amazing, you know, work, live, shop, dine project, which is still, you know, blossoming and has a long way to go, but it's all exciting every step of the way. So we've witnessed all of that. That's obviously the most major thing, but there's been a lot of other exciting things happening in Buckhead. And before we get into that, I just want to mention a couple things about you. Because, you know, how long have you been with the Buckhead Coalition?
Just over 8 years now.
Okay, so you were there before I came in, and you've been working alongside Mayor Sam Massell, who, as you mentioned, he's been a great friend to the magazine, and we're just so very fortunate about that. But Garth joined the Coalition in 2006 in his bio, and prior to the Coalition, he was the Senior Executive Officer, NA, for the Bermuda Ministry of Tourism. That piece of it I did know. What people may not know about you is that you're a retired captain and assistant adjutant, am I saying that word correctly?
Yep.
With the Bermuda Regiment, also served as the aide-de-camp to the governor of Bermuda. Your career has had a variety of professional and civic interests with memberships and appointments to numerous boards in Bermuda, New York, and locally. And the rest of your accomplishments, I'm going to leave to the listeners to read on our website. But I do want to say this because I witnessed this particular award. Garth was the Business Association's 2013 Bullish on Buckhead Award, which is a really great honor. Those folks are usually people of great stature in this community.
Well, and I'm pleased to have preceded David Cummings, who
was
the most recent one of the Atlanta Tech Center. So
he's
BBA
quite a guy.
BBA is selecting some excellent people.
Yes, yeah, and David's a really young guy too.
Oh,
he looks like a baby. he's like a kid.
A baby that did well.
He sure did. He sure did. So let's talk about Buckhead, because there's a lot of stuff that people don't know about Buckhead. Its size. Talk about the community itself, the amount of square mileage, I should say, and what are the boundaries? You know, people typically would think that Buckhead is its own city, but talk about that. Let's get the mystery out of that one.
Well, absolutely. And we get so many calls at the Buckhead Coalition from individuals that live in certain areas around the city of Atlanta, and they say, am I in Buckhead? Am I not in Buckhead? And then we try to explain to them. And they're elated when they realize that they are actually in the boundaries. But first of all, Buckhead was originally called Irbyville. And a lot of people don't know that. What a name, right? Irbyville. And somebody hung a buck at Irby's Tavern back in the 1838 exactly. And so since that point, we've been known as Buckhead. So, but the community, though, is 28 square miles. So I think that's the first thing that's going to be of a surprise to most people. So let me give you the boundaries, if you can picture this in your mind's eye. If you go to the east at the Fulton County, DeKalb County line, City of Atlanta line, from the Sandy Springs city line and come south to 85 and then go along 85 south to the Brookwood Exchange or the Amtrak station. Most people familiar
with that. The
bridge,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And then there's a sign there that says, welcome to Buckhead.
Absolutely. We've got a number of them up in Buckhead community. And then you go north on 75 until you get to the Peachtree Creek. Then you go west on Peachtree Creek to the Chattahoochee River. So that's the Paces neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And then go north on the Chattahoochee 275 and then back across the Sandy Springs City of Atlanta line, which puts you just to the north of Chastain Park, and then back to 85. So that's the 28 square miles of Buckhead.
Wow. And there's a lot of people in that 28 square miles.
Yes. Yeah. The population is actually growing significantly in Buckhead. We have 82,000, close to 83,000 people now in the Buckhead community. But between 2000 and 2010, our population increased by almost 12,000 people. So it's significant, and the community itself is significant to have that size of people.
And talk about the reasons behind that, because again, I've heard some of these facts, but I know most of our listeners would never, you know, think of any of this. The building construction that's going on, the demographic of the people, like it's changed so drastically.
Absolutely. Well, you know, when you think about 83,000 people that live in the community, but our daytime population for the work week is 140,000 people. And those numbers have been demonstrated by the Atlanta Regional Commission. But they're driving into 23 million square feet of office space, 8.6 million square feet of retail space, over 1,500 retail stores.
Over 200 restaurants, right?
Actually closer to 300 restaurants.
Oh, lots, wow. Lots of good eating here.
Right. 24 hotels with over 5,300 hotel rooms, 61 art galleries, 33 houses of worship, 31 international agencies. I mean, it goes on and on. So it is genuinely a community, not a city. We are in the city of Atlanta, but to have that much space and to have that much opportunity in a community like Buckhead is pretty significant. So that's why we're seeing this sort of growth.
Mm-hmm. And I think that the living situation is a big piece of it as well. Over 9,000 apartment units since 2012, either been built or are in the process or proposed?
Close. I mean, you have to keep up with this. It's happening so quickly.
We're going to talk about the reason why I'm able to keep up with all of this, too, because of what the Buckhead Coalition does. But am I close on those numbers?
You're close. But here's the thing. Through 2012, we had 12,000 elevator-serviced units in Buckhead. Just since January of 2012 through now, there have been 10,266 additional units announced.
Wow.
That's a significant increase in just that short period of time. Now, that's 33 individual developments, multifamily developments. That's pretty significant. But what's also interesting is a lot of times we hear about these things that are going to come, but then they don't necessarily come out of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Over half of these are either completed construction, under construction, or about to open. So you're talking about 5,400 additional units that are going to be coming online by February. And then, of course, the additional units that make up that 10,266 that will also be coming online. So there's a lot of things going on. So we had our condo boom. We had our office boom. Mayor Macelle and I remember back when people said, well, you've got a million square feet of office space, but the economy's dropping. And we said, well, you know what? We'll have the supply when the demand comes back.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting to know that of all those buildings, 23 million square feet of office space, we only have 13.4% vacancy. Right. So we're now having to build some more office buildings. We've got a 500,000 square foot office building coming up with Alliance 3 and the proposed 550,000 for Region Partners. So It continues.
And again, hence my comment about, you know, Buckhead Atlanta is obviously the most visible and dramatic piece of it, you know, and they won the beautification award, but there is all of this other construction going on and all of these other amazing business developments going on that most people don't think of because they think about coming to shop or dine in the new, you know, facility. But it is so much bigger than people realize, and it's great cause for Buckhead to be in a very celebratory mood. So we're talking about, you know, all of this development happening, and a common theme is traffic. People complain about it, but I've also heard Mayor Macelle say on numerous occasions, traffic is a good thing. It means we're growing. So I happen to believe that, and I'm in the traffic a lot because I spend a lot of time on the road. And, you know, we just get used to it. It's a part of it. But is there anything in specific being done to alleviate some of that?
Well, first of all, we're pleased to say that we have traffic 7 days a week in Buckhead. Now, how many people would boast about that? But we've got individuals commuting in. We've got individuals going to shopping, restaurants, dining, sightseeing, etc. So obviously you're going to have some traffic. Even on weekends, the churchgoers, I mean, there's 33 churches, and some of the largest churches in the nation are here in Buckhead. But there's also a Buckhead, Georgia. They've got a population of 171 people.
And yeah, got, that's and not terribly
have,
far from
me. They have
me.
No traffic. So which do you prefer? Traffic is indicative of our success
and
also.
That's exactly my point. I agree. Every time someone complains to Mayor Masell, I think, why are they complaining? We're in the midst of the greatest, you know, thing going on in Buckhead. So we can all sort of live with that. I'm going to ask you one more question, then I'm going to hold out talking about the guidebook, because it's going to relate to all of us towards the end. And the guidebook is such an important piece. But the Buckhead Coalition obviously is a major organization here, a civic organization. Can you just talk for a minute about the membership and what sort of things the coalition does for the community?
Well, the Buckhead Coalition was formed 27 years ago. It acts as a Chamber of Commerce-like organization. We have 100 members. Our mission is to nurture the quality of life and help with orderly growth. The membership comprises CEOs, presidents, and chairmen of the largest firms in the area. And then we approach the community. We don't go to the community to raise funds. We use the dues from the membership to then do philanthropic or community service activity in Buckhead. So we've done things like we created the Community Improvement District that's building all of the Peachtree Boulevard. We've provided defibrillators to public spaces. We've provided speed radar devices within the 45 neighborhoods in the community. Our most recent project that we're doing is offering trauma kits to police officers because 2 out of 3 police officers will die from blood loss, but wounded from knife attacks or anything. So we found that this is a great opportunity to provide this tool, this life-saving kit, to the APD. And we're providing that so far about 600 kits, which is almost half of the frontline officers. And we want to thank BBA also for contributing towards that project. Thank you.
Well, I'm also going to mention one more thing that I know that was done, beautifying Buckhead pet waste stations, which help keep neighborhoods clean, and we showcased that in our January-February issue.
You
so
did.
That was something else that I also knew about.
Yep.
So thank you very much, Garth. How can people find you at the Buckhead Coalition?
Well, they can call the Buckhead Coalition office at 404-233-2228. And, of course, they can contact me through email also, gpeters@thebuckheadcoalition.org.
Terrific. And the website is www.buckheadbusiness.
Is.
Oh, is. Dot, yes. Business. Okay. Buckhead? No,
well, no,
say it
sorry,
again.
Sorry. It's buckheadis.com.
.com. Okay.
Yes.
Terrific. Thank you so much, Garth. We're going to move on, and we're going to talk to Greg Davis next. Thank you for being here, Greg.
Thank you, Joanne.
And as we mentioned, Greg is the managing director of Metcalf Davis CPAs, located in Tower Place in Buckhead, which coincidentally is where the coalition office is located.
Yeah, we're neighbors.
Yes, you are neighbors. And Greg recently became president of the Business Association, which has been serving the Buckhead community in Atlanta since 1951. It currently has approximately 275 individual members representing about 200 companies in Metro Atlanta and growing, as we discussed yesterday. Am I right?
You're exactly right.
So what is the Buckhead Business Association?
Well, we are a nonprofit organization, and our mission is to inform the business community about business in Buckhead and in the surrounding area. As we know, Buckhead is just a very important but small part of Metro Atlanta, and we have supporters all over the Metro Atlanta area.
And how does somebody become a member?
Well, you just attend. We have basically an open membership. The thing that attracts me to the Buckhead Business Association is we have a wide range of members from the early 20s to some over 75 years old, and it attracts and with different ones or different people throughout those age groups are actively involved in our organization and have been for many years.
Yes, there are many members that have been around for a very long time. What kind of speakers do we have at the meetings? And I'll preface this by saying that there are weekly breakfast meetings, and then once a month we host a social, a BBA social, instead of having a breakfast meeting. And then there's a signature lunch mid-year and an annual luncheon, which is held in January of every year. What are the types of speakers that have been at the meetings recently?
Well, there again, Joanne, we try to attract the very best speakers to keep the members informed. We have a cross section of people from the nonprofit sector. We have people from the business sector. We've got an upcoming meeting with representatives from the very hot Atlantic Hawks.
Courtesy of me, thank you
thank you very much. Well, a lot of these are courtesy of you, Joanne. I'm so happy to have you in charge of the programs this year at BBA. And just a wide variety. Mayor Macelle is going to be speaking on the state of Buckhead. It's probably the largest attended meeting. It's coming up the 26th of this month, and we're happy to have Mayor Macelle and his support in our organization for many, many years.
Anything that is good for Buckhead, Mayor Macelle is totally behind. That is something that I learned the first time I met him. So if it's good for Buckhead, he's all about it.
Yes, he is.
And yes, it is definitely the best attended meeting of the year. I'm never missing that particular meeting. As the new president, what are some of your personal goals for the organization this year?
Well, our goals, we had just a phenomenal year last year under the leadership of Brian McGuire. And we want to continue that success this year. We want to continue to grow in membership. As you said, we have just over 275 members, and we want to grow that to about 350. I would love to get it up to 400. At one time, before the last recession, we were close to 400
members.
When I
first joined, it was 400 members. I remember that.
Close to 400. We have approximately 195 companies engaged in the organization, and we want to grow that to 250. But more importantly, we want to continue to have meaningful reasons for people to belong and get those members involved in the organization.
Well, we were discussing off air before the show, how challenging it can be managing a full-time job. You obviously have a very important one as the managing director of your own firm. And how do you balance it? I mean, as a woman, I know it's a completely different animal because there's children and husband who travels and all kinds of crazy stuff that can go on those kind of things. But how do you manage that, balance between your commitment to the BBA as well as your business?
Well, I'm very fortunate in that I have four very hardworking partners that allow me to be involved in this. We look at our participating in Buckhead Business Association and other civic organizations is part of our giving back to the community. Our firm's theme is making a difference, and giving back to the community is a very important part of that. I have great support from at home from my wife, who allows me to attend a lot of events, both in the mornings and at nights. And sometimes you just have to balance your schedule to be able to do that.
Greg, did you tell your wife you took on another responsibility by being an ex officio member of the Buckhead Coalition?
She's learned over the 40 years that we've been married that I'm quick to volunteer for giving back. Like I said, it's part of my passion and part of my mission in life.
Yeah, it's hard to say no when there's some really great causes and interesting things to be doing in the community. It's so hard to say no. This year was my first year being asked to be on the board of directors for BBA, and I've been asked before, and I've turned it down. I've been a member for 5 years, almost 6 years. It'll be in August, and I kept saying, no, 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 I'm too busy. I'm already a member of the organization, and this year I just felt like it was the right year to say yes.
Well, we're glad to have you.
But it's hard, you know?
Buckhead's important to all of us. It's important to your business. It's important to my business. And giving back to it is the way we make Buckhead a better place to raise our families, to work every day. And I think that is important to us.
Absolutely. This is definitely the year. Greg, how do our listeners find you, either through your firm if they need CPA services, and or if they have questions about Buckhead Business Association?
Well, www.metcalf-davis.com is where they can reach me. Reach me personally at gdavis@metcalfdavis.com. My phone number at work is 404-264-1700.
Don't give out your cell phone.
Oh, I won't give out the cell phone. It rings. It does ring enough, but you're welcome to contact me anytime.
Thank you very, very much, Greg. And we're going to get back to talking about Buckhead in just a few minutes, but I want to make sure we get everything in today. Our next two guests, we're going to talk about what are some of the other things going on in the Buckhead Business Association. And first up is Kelly Green. Kelly, as I mentioned, is the relationship manager in the professional and executive division of private wealth at the Bank of North Georgia. And again, this is a division of Synovus Bank, and you took on the responsibility this year on the board of directors of being in charge of the Taste of Buckhead, which is a major event. And again, I applaud you as a woman. I know how hard it is to juggle the commitments. So tell us a little bit about what your typical day might be.
Well, you mentioned I work for Synovus, which is a regional bank in the Southeast. Bank of North Georgia is one of our affiliate banks. That's how we're known here in Atlanta. But basically, my world involves relationship building, being a point person for my clients, and starting off with financial planning, and that resulting in recommendations for investments, retirement, banking and lending needs, insurance, and estate planning.
Wow. That's a lot of offerings from a bank, I think. From a relationship standpoint, from a bank, you're not just, you know, taking their money and putting it in a savings bank.
Correct. Well, I don't do everything by myself. I have a great team.
That's the key.
Yes, exactly. So I know who the specialists are that can help me and my clients reach their goals. So that's what we do. I'm the point person, and I bring in specialists as necessary. And as you said, hard to say no. When Greg approached me about being
I was the
joining.
One that twisted her arm.
But honestly, as I'm listening to what Kelly's talking about, how she what her work entails on a daily basis, she's a point person and she has a team around her and she knows how to use her team. And I will tell you that is the most important tool when you're putting together an event, because we just hosted a monstrous party. Mm-hmm. And if it wasn't for the team of people, I mean, it would have never gone off like that without a hitch. So that is the skill that's going to carry you into this event. So why don't we talk about the event a little bit, what it's all about, and what it is designed to do for the community.
Okay. Well, the Taste of Buckhead, I've been charged with heading this for this year. It'll be the 11th annual.
Wow.
And we're in the beginning stages. We do have our date set, which is Thursday, September 24th. And we will be at the same location, Buckhead Theater. We are right now in the process of looking for sponsorships, looking for restaurants that want to participate. We will have chef demonstrations as we did last year. We will be expanding our wine wall, which was a great hit, which was basically selling tickets. And you could get a value of wine starting at $15 on up to ? I mean, great values and exciting and fun. But definitely the best of Atlanta was represented there. The food was amazing. We had vendors. We had the cooking demonstrations. So we're looking for sponsorships and excitement to start building, even though it's in September.
It's, trust me, it takes a good 6 months just to do the planning. So you're not too early. And I'm proud to say that we are the media sponsor, so we're very proud of being involved.
Yes.
So there is a lot of history with this event. We have the location. We have the date. We know what to expect. How can these folks find the information? They need to know how to reach you, obviously. What's the best way for them to catch up to you?
Okay. The BuckheadBusinessAssociation.org
is
our website. We will be updating shortly with information on this year's event. If they're interested, I believe we'll be adding all the forms, the sponsorship forms that'll be necessary. I can be reached. My work email at the Bank of North Georgia is kellygreen@bankofnorthgeorgia.com.
Okay. And so I'm going to go back to one question before we let you go and let you off the hook here and move over to Chris. The bank has been a member of BBA for several years?
Yes.
How long do we know?
I don't know, but they've been a big supporter of BBA for a number of years.
And so I was very excited to see you come on the board. I'm a newbie on the board, too, so it was very nice. I said one of the things I loved is that there are other women this year, mm-hmm. and that's kind of exciting. Even our social event coordinator is a woman, and there's not that many of us there, so it's exciting to have you involved.
And that luncheon just recently was amazing.
Yes.
A female speaker.
And yes. Yes, Greg, you didn't talk about the annual luncheon speaker. We had Jan Singer from Spanx,
absolutely.
The CEO of Spanx, and she was just absolutely phenomenal. Jan, if you're out there listening, we all loved it, and we talked about you yesterday at length, so kudos to her.
Well, Donna Kane used to be president of the Buckhead Business Association years ago, and she works with Kelly over at the bank.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Great. Yes. Yeah. Okay, yes. Well, there's a connection. That's a good one. Thank you.
She helped me pressure Kelly into this.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you pressured her because we like Kelly and we know she's going to do a great job. And anything we can do to support you, help you, make some introductions for you, you just let us know.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for being here today, Kelly.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to move on to the Young Bucks. And seriously, we have a young buck in the studio with us. I'm not sure how old Chris is, but he looks like he's, you know, fresh and fit and right out of college. And I know he's not, right?
Right. Had a few years out of college. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you work for a company called Hire Dynamics.
I sure do.
Tell us a little bit about Hire Dynamics.
Sure. Hire Dynamics has been around 14 years and real excited. We opened our Inside the Perimeter office here in Buckhead just a year and a half ago or so. And it's exciting to be a part of. We put over 3,600 people to work every day as a company. And it's just really exciting to help people bridge that gap between finding a job and connecting them with great people. So great jobs and great people is really what we're all about. And our culture just speaks so highly of that with internal retention rating and just connecting people with great jobs.
So does your company hire, are you a sort of a scout company for placing people into full-time positions, not temp positions?
Absolutely,
full-time.
We do both. And with the market picking up right now, we're doing a lot more direct hire. There's a lot of companies out there looking to hire. But then also there's those companies that are waffling. Do we grow right now or do we not? Like, do we stay where we're at and try to just squeeze as much as we can out of our current employees? And one option for that is a contract to hire, where you actually, it's kind of a try before you buy,
mm-hmm.
Where you actually are able to pay us that flat rate, which includes Affordable Care Act, which recently started here this year in 2015. A lot of folks are going to staffing companies for that. So it's a really neat resource for you.
Terrific. And I'm getting a sense from your first comments about what you like about your company that networking and connecting people is a very big part of what you like to do.
Absolutely. Yeah. Ever since I was a little kid, I've loved being out involved in the community. I think there's a lot to that. And I think there's a lot of young professionals in this city specifically that come out of college and they just kind of hit the ground and work. Mm-hmm. But there's so much more than that. I think as a young professional, you know, physically, you got to stay fit. Professionally, you're growing in your career, spiritually, getting involved with the local body, and then community, giving back.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think as a young professional, there's a lot of ways to get involved.
So how did you decide to get involved in BBA?
Sure.
How'd you hear about it? How'd you find out about it?
How did I hear about it? Well, you know, Google, you kind of Google Buckhead Business, and that's the first thing that comes up. What are ways
Great.
To get involved?
We like it that way.
That's good search engine optimization.
Like absolutely, yeah. And just our web address is buckheadbusiness.org. So that was our web address for that. But yeah, absolutely. I just Googled it, and I was like, I want to get involved in this. And I went, and the leadership training that we have in the organization is incredible.
And how long have you been a member?
A year and some change.
So last year when you joined as a young buck, right?
That's right.
Okay. So talk about young bucks and talk about how you got to the place where you are this year where you're the one in charge.
Sure. Well, I joined last year.
And talk about young bucks, what it is.
Absolutely.
So that people understand.
So young bucks was started in the mid-90s and we're the young professionals organization of the Buckhead Business Association. And so when I joined last year, I was really excited to get involved and have some of the philanthropy aspects and the leadership development and being invested into. Little did I know it was an opportunity to kind of step up and lead. Last year, Young Bucks didn't do very much. And so my goals this year, I was asked to help. Let's restart. So we had a kickoff last week, and we had a great turnout. It was at F&B here in Buckhead, and I think that's something that really sets us apart is we stay true to Buckhead. You know, we're the Young Bucks, and so our activities are here, and so many people live and work here in this part of town. That it's a great thing. You can just walk over from your office and spend some time there. So
and then you can walk home or take Uber because there's all these amazing apartments and condos locally, right, Garth?
Absolutely. Thank, right. Thank you for keeping it in Buckhead.
Yeah, that's right. It's all in Buckhead.
So yeah, so just look for ways to get involved, and that's what I challenge those listening today is definitely look for ways to get involved, and I think Young Bucks is one of those ways to get involved.
Well, I'm going to go back a little bit to your bio. You know, Chris is from Powder Springs, Georgia, and a graduate of UGA with a BBA in management and also certificates in new media and entrepreneurship. And I know you've been volunteering and involved in making the community better. While you were in college, you interned with the Red Cross in Athens. You were an ambassador for the college and president of the fraternity. So I think you're a great fit, a great choice for helping the young professionals here in Buckhead get more involved in charitable endeavors, in opportunities to volunteer their time. And I'm sure there's some really good ones that you're going to be lining up for these folks. And this is, again, somewhere where we can help you. Our publication has done quite a few. There's a lot of small charitable efforts that are going on that people don't necessarily know about. And as we move into our last guest, we're going to talk about a big one that I think has some really great local opportunities for you to work with as well, for you to partner with. But anything else about the Young Bucks that we should know about? What's coming up for the Young Bucks?
Sure.
What's up next?
So March 5th, put it on your calendar now. March 5th is Young Bucks Day at Buckhead Business Association Breakfast. And that's one thing that sets Young Bucks apart is that there are ways to get involved. There's committees to be a part of, leadership, philanthropy, and social. Those are our three elements that we have. We're not just another networking, you're giving out your card. We're getting involved. And so with that comes the philanthropy, which we'll dive into here in a minute. And then also March 5th, we'll have a speaker from the Atlanta Hawks come.
Yes, that's Zing Shaw.
That's right, Zing Shaw. We're excited. And so that meeting will actually be ran by Young Bucks. So come out and join us.
That's fantastic. I'm very excited about that meeting. I believe that Chris will be acting as the president
Greg,
he's taking over your responsibilities.
I may move to the back for that day.
I know. You can actually have a cup of coffee and eat breakfast.
Absolutely. Get to enjoy it. he'll do a marvelous job as he's... I'm really excited about the opportunities that the Young Bucks have. I've got two or three in my office that are going to be active in that, and I'm excited about those opportunities for them.
Well, and Chris, one of the challenges I think is you know, we talked about it yesterday with the membership, the actual larger membership of the BBA. It's easy to meet other business owners and, you know, you just come in contact with them every day. You know, Greg, I'm sure, services some of them as CPA clients.
Right.
Kelly probably has some of those clients at the bank. Garth meets people all the time through the coalition and, you know, his contacts are civic and they're also business. So we all sort of have an opportunity to meet those folks. You're working a full-time job.
That's right.
And, you know, you're working for a company, you know, just for argument's sake, 9 to 5. So how are you able to sort of find those folks or network with the kind of people or get connected to the sort of folks that you're trying to attract to the Young Bucks membership?
Sure. Well, I think there's different, like I mentioned earlier, there's the different aspects in each of our lives that you've really got to really figure out what are you going to do to be a better person, to grow yourself. And I think there's a lot of young professionals in Buckhead that are looking to grow professionally and to they leave college and they've been doing community service or they've been in leadership roles and then they're low man on the totem pole again. And that's one thing that's really exciting is a lot of our events are after hours or they're breakfast before work hours. And so we try to really make it easy for someone to come to our events, have a good time, get to know some folks, like you're saying, that are networked in the community.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in business development, you're building great relationships that'll be able to help you with business development. But then also you're able to grow in those other ways.
I think you need to hand out flyers at the gym.
That's true. Yeah,
we know you stay in shape, so you got to hand out those flyers.
And it is affordable too. One thing that we didn't touch on, it's actually a fraction of the cost of a Buckhead Business Association membership. For $175, you can be a Young Bucks member, and that gets you involved with the Buckhead Business Association in full benefits, which is you can't beat in an association here in Atlanta.
Yeah, absolutely, I agree. Because even as an independent business owner, it's so affordable. It's really a no brainer for us. I mean, I became a member. Before we even launched the magazine, I joined Buckhead Business Association 4 months before I even launched the magazine. It just seemed silly not to. It's definitely been the best organization for us to be involved in. And we did try a couple of others, but there has been nowhere near the excitement about BBA as any other one.
So it's for people all across the city. You don't have to be in Buckhead to come to it.
Yes.
So
yes.
Make sure. So
same thing with Buckhead Business Association.
Absolutely.
We should have mentioned that you don't have to live in Buckhead. Your business doesn't necessarily have to be in Buckhead.
Right.
If you're looking to target work, do business with or in the Buckhead community, it is open, correct?
Absolutely. So.
And then while you're here, of course, you can walk around and enjoy the shopping, the dining, and then also maybe move into one of the multifamily units that we have here.
Right.
Then you can walk and play and work.
Path 400 just opened up.
Absolutely.
So yes. Well, Chris, how does anybody find you? We know that you have a Twitter handle. You're my social media savvy guy in here besides
right.
Bill.
So you can find me on Twitter at Chris M. Godfrey, or you're welcome to give me an email. It's C. Godfrey, that's G-O-D-F-R-E-Y, at hireDynamics.com. So feel free to reach out to me in those two ways.
Terrific. I think we're going to be seeing a lot more out of this young man in future years. Am I mistaken about that?
I don't think
so. I think we're going to see some really big things out of you, Chris. Thank you for being here today.
Absolutely.
Well, our final and very important guest today is Bill Bowling, the founder and executive director of the Atlanta Community Food Bank, which is such a huge endeavor here in Atlanta. And I applaud your efforts so much.
Thank you.
Bill's bio is so big and so vast that there is no way I could do him justice by trying to pull out any comments here. This is one I'm going to encourage all of our listeners to please go to the website and read about what Bill has done. What I do want to highlight is the 11 awards that I'm seeing just on this piece of the bio that
Joanne
I have.
Joanne may just be saying I'm the oldest person
no.
in the room.
No, I think Garth may have established that one. And I know I'm up there too, so I can take credit for that. I don't know, Garth, you might have a couple of years.
No, Bill and I were talking about the 60s.
Yeah, I was a little kid back then, but...
We remember them, right?
Yes. Well, some of the highlight awards here, the 2014 Award for Distinguished Service presented by the Atlanta Business League, the 2009 Shining Light Award presented by Atlanta Gaslight and News Talk 750 WSB, the 2009 Beacon of Light Award presented by Boardwalk Consulting, the 2005 Ethics Advocate Award presented by the Southern Institute for Business and Professional Ethics. And the list goes on. You know, Bill is highly awarded for his work with the food bank. And, you know, before we sort of talk about some of the questions that you wanted to ask about, how did you even come to this place where you started the food bank? I mean, it is such a huge endeavor. It's amazing what the food bank does. You're the executive director since 1979, and you oversee the distribution of millions of pounds of food and grocery products every year. How did you start this?
Well, one, thank you, Joanne.
We've
been trying to get here together. Saw you at the Hawks game the other night. And
yes,
we
go
had
Hawks.
Had a lot in common. You know, listing all those awards really is a way of saying that I represent a lot of people. It's not me. And I think we've established that around the table today, that it really is the community that comes together. It's the community that supports efforts like the Community Food Bank. I'd like to take credit for having a great vision and knowing 35, 36 years later it would be what it is today. It was mostly out of desperation. I needed some help. I was a minister at St. Luke's Episcopal Church running the first community kitchen for homeless people. And I was a Vietnam vet, and I was particularly focused on veterans back then. And we always have some veterans that, you know, don't adjust well coming out of a war. But I went around town and promised all the congregations, both Christian and Jewish congregations, all the food they wanted if they'd just open their doors. And in a year's time, I had, 23, 24 congregations. The only problem is I didn't have any food or a warehouse or a truck. You know how that is over the business association. But I had a vision that the food was there, and in fact, it was the beginning, really, of the food bank movement, and they began around the country. So it was a matter of taking what was unmarketable, food that was still perfectly good. Over a third of what we grow and package in this country is unmarketable for one reason or another. So we found a way to distribute that to those in need. And the model is that we distribute it to community-based organizations, try to get food near where people live. You know, Your Buckhead Coalition Food Ministry here is a coalition of congregations that work together. So we will feed about 85,000 people a week through a network of over 600 organizations throughout North Georgia. And probably not the profile of people that your listeners might think of. Over half the people that come to ask for food today have a job. Somebody in the home has a job, maybe can't make ends meet. So we help people in a lot of different ways, and we really feel like food is just that engaging tool. I would go back again, and Kelly, your title really describes 150 people that work at the food bank. We're all relationship managers at the mm-hmm. food bank. We use over 20,000 volunteers a year at the food bank, one of the largest volunteer programs. And it's not an add-on. It's part of our business model. Volunteers as young as 8 years old so that families can come together, or scout troops or Boys and Girls Clubs. A lot of congregations come. A lot of companies come and would come for a team-building event.
I was just going to say team-building. Yeah. My husband would be all about that.
So we love to do that. We love to get people to the facility. Again, I would come back to the way we've been successful. And when I get an award, I think about it as a role to represent this community, the NGO, nonprofit sector, working with business. So let me just say that when I began, I was coming out of ministry, and my vision was to get business to donate to me. Now, back in the late 70s, Big Star was the big grocer in town for folks who've been living here. Greg, you know this.
Yes.
I went to the Alterman family, which is family-owned back then, and I went in, and I was just on fire for this idea. You know, you should give me some food. I'm going to feed the hungry. And they quickly told me their business model was to sell the food, not to give it away. Big wake-up call for me. I'm going to have to go in, you know, in a different approach. And this is what I learned. It had to be a business proposition. I had to help the donor, whether it's a restaurant, a caterer, a hotel, a manufacturer, a retailer. We pick up from over 450 grocery stores today throughout the metro area. We pick up everything they don't sell. But I really had to go in and say, I could help you manage your inventory. I could help you with liability issues. I can help you track that food so that you can manage better and waste less. It sounds counterintuitive that we would help people waste less, but what we find is we build relationships with people. Trusting relationships, win-win, and they'll find another way to help us. And that's proven true throughout the years.
So the grocery stores and the restaurants, too, they donate actual food.
They do.
That's either beyond expiration, even though it's perfectly good. It's just that the expiration date is on that date. Is there some sort of legality to that?
So many reasons that you would donate. It could be damaged. It could be dated. Mm-hmm. It could be an in lot. You know, space is sacred mm-hmm. in a warehouse or a grocery store. So you have to move things out to bring new things in. You know, we actually have a cereal plant right out east of Atlanta. The only one not in the Midwest, General Mills.
Yes.
Got a call the other day with 4 tractor trailer loads of Raisin Bran. Just mm-hmm. been made. A product we're always looking for. Well, I don't ask questions. Yes, we'll take it. What was wrong with it? The machine messed up and put too many raisins in it. Well, they you know, they don't want customers to get to they don't want us to get used to that many raisins.
And we look at it as more fruit for the people who are eating it,
that's
right?
That's not a problem for us. We can take that on. Here's another great story, and it's a Buckhead story. Back in the late 80s, we wanted to capture food from the hospitality industry, restaurants, hotels, caterers. Hadn't been done. The only program like it was in New York City, and we weren't Manhattan, so we had to create a new model. But what we had to do was convince the health department that we could judiciously handle it. But I really had to go to the hospitality industry. And when you think, who's the person who's led high-end restaurants? It's Pano Karatakis.
Yes.
And back then, I went to Pano, and I went to Phil Noyes down at the World Congress Center and explained the concept and said, I need you to lead this effort. And they did. So the first donor to Atlanta's table was Pano.
Wow. And that doesn't surprise me. We know Pano very well. And I actually just saw him an hour ago. And he is so much a part of the restaurant scene here and very involved in Share Our Strength. I know you have a great relationship with Share. I want to go back to how the hospitality industry helps. So, you know, when you go to a restaurant and you dine and you don't finish your basket of bread, they can't even go in the back and they have to throw it.
If it's been on the table, they can't use it. But if it's been in the kitchen,
right,
and there's a lot of food in the kitchen, they can donate it. We actually provide aluminum trays.
That's what
at
I was
our
gonna
expense.
Ask.
We pick it up on schedule. We deliver it within a matter of hours. People are eating it that day. So
wow.
It's a great program.
So in that particular instance, the food from a restaurant grouping or
sure.
the hospitality industry would go to something like a kitchen or somewhere that would feed homeless or name it, probably any number of places, correct?
Any congregate feeding where there's a kitchen, there's a chef or a cook, there's somebody, you know, to receive that food, usually heat it up and serve it. We're serving increasingly number of seniors and, mm-hmm. and you know, our elders because those programs have been so hard hit. So we're happy to get that kind of food out. You know, another thing we're really focusing on, and I think it's part of our responsibility, is it everybody's responsibility, and it is around health and wellness. Last year, we handled over 9 million pounds of fresh produce. Well, it's not a matter of just getting the produce in. You've got to move it quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And you find out you've got to teach people to cook again. You've got to give out recipes. Some people need cookware. Some people want to eat together, and that's a community-building activity.
I'm hearing a new reality show here.
Huh?
Yeah.
Come on. Teaching people how to cook. And
I know.
How about it? And we had a culinary program, for many years. So, everything's connected with everything else. And as we look, really asking the question, not who deserves to eat. It's kind of an old story of, people not working hard. Not our experience. But if we ask the question, do we want better educational outcomes? And we all do. Let's be sure the kids are fed. We want better health outcomes. We all do. Let's be sure people have access to healthy food. So we're doing our part at the food bank, not only distributing that food, but educating the community on it.
So, I have so many questions. In actually getting the food to the food bank, so let's talk about how can local businesses get involved, small businesses that are not part of your regular, pickup routes and scheduling of events.
Right. Well, a thousand different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Or
talk about some of those for our listeners.
20,000 different ways.
Yeah.
Team building even for a small business. Come over on a Saturday or sometimes on a Sunday or in the evening. You can sponsor events. We've got a big event coming up, which I want to mention, the Hunger Walk.
Mm-hmm.
We'll our 31st year. I mean, we did a walk when there weren't walks. They're every weekend now, but we'll have over 20,000 people come out.
Wow.
And it works across class and race and religion, and it's just the diversity of people coming together for a common cause. One could be a sponsor of that. If you're in the hospitality industry, there's many ways to give a portion. Your customers may want to give a portion of that. We do tweeting campaigns. Arby's is a big sponsor of ours for the Hunger Walk, and they do a tweeting campaign, and their customers want to support. The way I approach it is, if you want to have a conversation, let's figure out a win-win. Let's figure out what your needs are, what my parameters are, and that way we can build a long-term sustainable relationship. The business community is incredibly generous in this community. There are 203 food banks today, and I've helped start many of them in the Southeast. And I've traveled to most of the major cities, and there's a lot of great food banks out there. But I have never been in a community as generous, and I'm talking about the business community,
mm-hmm.
as generous as they are here in Atlanta, because we approach it as a win-win. We approach it as a relationship manager of how can we sustain this over time. I'm so impressed with people like Chris here. I mean,
You need to talk after the show.
I've already. Yeah.
You need to bring that group of young bucks there and do a team building exercise.
Absolutely, that's part of our mission this year. So
but
we
Chris
that.
Is one of those guys who intuitively said, even you as a young man, to get involved. Young people want to live, work, play. I mean, is there a better place than Buckhead for that? Is there a better place than like the Business Association that would invite Chris and his young bucks to the table and say, there is a place for you. So I really, of course, I would like this, but I really like the metaphor of the table, of using food as an engaging tool, and having engaged people that we learn from it, and having learned from it that we take some action. You know, the thing that we fight off nowadays is kind of the cynicism of, does anything work? You know, the opposite of cynicism is not optimism, it's action. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot to point to here in Buckhead and in Atlanta.
I couldn't agree with you more. I have said this since I've been here. I've never seen a more actively philanthropic city. And I'm not just talking about giving of their money. I'm talking about giving of their time and volunteering, absolutely, being involved in things that I've just never seen anywhere else. And I'm from the Northeast, and it's a very different kind of place to grow up, but in Atlanta, it seems like everybody wants to be involved. The business community is very engaged, and I've witnessed it firsthand with the food bank events I've been at there. You know, sure. One of the other things I want to ask about and mention here with the business community, so businesses can host private events. They can donate actual dollars. They can also host events where their clients and patrons bring in non-perishable foods. I assume that's
exactly
a very big one for the food bank.
And we do hundreds and hundreds
of food. And can you come pick them
drives
up? They call you and you come pick them up, or does somebody
We'd
bring
like
them to you?
We'd like for you to call us before you do the event to let us know, but that doesn't always happen.
Take
absolutely
note, people. Thank
we,
you.
We can pick it up. And here's an important, I think, metric. I mean, we have a saying at the food bank, things that get measured get done, like any good business.
Absolutely.
For every dollar invested in the food bank, and I'm not looking for people to give me things, I'm looking for investment. We get $9.34 of food out the door. Now, that's a good return on investment.
Excellent.
And I
return.
Think in a time where we say we have limited dollars, where can we get the most work done? Where can we maybe get the most exposure? Where could we build relationships? The food bank has been a great partner in that way.
This is so fantastic. My head is spinning with questions, but I definitely want to open it up to anybody else. There's a lot of note-taking going on. Anybody at the table have questions for Bill, especially because the food bank is such a big part of Atlanta? Is there anything else we can do to help you get the word out? People find you? How do people read about you on social media? Please tell.
Well, I will say that I did take note. Greg is sitting here beside me.
And one and of he's the things a CPA.
That, well, let me tell you. You know, we look for associations. We look for businesses. So we've had for the last 4 years now the Legal Food Frenzy, where we've gotten attorneys and law firms involved throughout the state. It's a big competition. Last year we started the Accounting Food Driving. Greg, are you in?
I think we'll be in.
All right.
Excellent.
Got him on the air.
Bill knows how to get it done.
But you know what we're looking for is let's have fun, let's have a little competition, but let's make a difference.
Well, and I think that make a difference, that's our theme at Metcalf Davis, so yes. I like that. But, you know, Joanne, I see a lot of connections here. Our A Taste of Buckhead, while it's a different event, it is something that talks about feeding people, and perhaps we can work with Kelly. And last year, we raised some money for some organizations here in Buckhead, and one of the things that I've stressed to Chris this year to make the Young Bucks a difference is they need to not just be a social group, but to give back. And when they had their organizational meeting, that theme came over and over, that they want that these young people, they believe in giving back. I've got a daughter that's that age group, and they believe in playing hard, but also giving back to their community, like I haven't seen in many years. And I see a lot of opportunities.
Yeah, I'm seeing that here together in Buckhead, yes. Much more so even in the last, you know, this year than I have in the last five. And yeah, very much a trend towards that. One thing I do want to bring up before we close, Bill, would you talk about how people can find you, reach
yes
you, find you on social media?
Certainly.
Volunteering opportunities, events. We hear that there's a hunger walk coming up. Is there a website for that? Would you tell
the
ways we can find you?
If people will go to ACFB, stands for Atlanta Community Food Bank, acfp.org. And you can find all the activities I talked about today. You can sign up to be a volunteer. You can sign up to get involved in the Hunger Walk. And again, I'll guarantee it's a great day to be out there. We have a golf tournament coming up. We do cooking classes. I mean, there's no end to activities. And really, the community invites us, just as you have invited us to this show today. So important that we have these kind of conversations. It's so important to give people a sense of hope and a sense of that they can do something. So encourage people to go to that website, or they can call us at 404-892-FEED-3333.
And I don't know who does your social media, but they do a masterful job. Is that you, Angie? At ACFB, they're very active on Twitter. If you tweet something out to them, they retweet for you. And we're thrilled to have you on today, Bill. And
I think
we're going to have him on for a future show. Am I right, Rich? I think this is going to be worthy of it. There's such a great tie-in to the restaurant community, the hospitality community. I've seen that. The restaurants are very supportive of both Share Our Strength and the Atlanta Community Food Bank. And I think Share has a little bit of a crossover with you. Their mission is obviously specifically towards children. You've worked very well with Allison Palestrini, I know.
We have partnered up on the Taste event. We've been partnering with them for over 25 years.
One of my favorite events of the year.
One of the things that we partnered on this year is around summer feeding. You know, only 15% of the kids that access school breakfast, school lunch during the school year are able to get a summer meal. We made a 24% increase this past year.
That's
in
great.
Summer feeding.
I remember that conversation at the Give Me Five dinner. I remember having that conversation about it. And another thing I am going to say, I know we're almost out of time here, but one thing I want to say to Bill, I think it's a misnomer. People think about the one time of year, Christmas, Thanksgiving, they think that's the only time of year where the food bank needs help, but it's year-round, people. And you know, as Bill mentioned, there are numerous ways to be involved and get involved, and we highly encourage you to do that. So thank you again, Bill, for being
here
today. One other item I wanted to mention as we're signing off here. The brand new Buckhead Coalition guidebook is out. It was revealed at the annual Buckhead Coalition luncheon. It is the resource in Buckhead for any facts, figures that you need to know about Buckhead. Every resource that you need is in this book, and even if it's not there, Garth Peters can help you find it, as he has for me.
Absolutely. You can go to very easily buckheadguidebook.com. You can get it there. You can also get it at buckheadis.com, and you can also get it at the Simply Buckhead
website.
Exactly.
As Friends of the Buckhead Coalition.
It's your own fault if you don't find it.
There is
it,
a
right?
link, a link to it on our website. Thank you, everybody, for being here today. Any very last comments as we have to sign off?
But I just want to say real quickly, we do have a Buckhead app. So you can go to your iPhone or Android store and download the Buckhead On My Mind app. It'll give you information on everything that is Buckhead.
Excellent. Thank you all so much for being here today, and we'll see you back here next Tuesday.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joanne.